We took a look at the Ford quotes in the depths of the Great Recession, and I got confused a little bit. I thought I had messed up the files, but I didn't. I checked. I made sure. So don't get worried. All right, now let's take a look at the school district of Poway. And yet another one of the files and quotes that I kept, thankfully, because in the depths of the Great Recession, things were looking really grim, folks, for some communities, for some companies. And here are two quotes that were in the San Diego Useless Tribune. I'm sorry, Union Tribune. Ha ha ha. It's a joke. Don't get mad at me. All right. California, Capistrano, California Unified School District, Community Funding District, Special Tax Bonds. And Poway, California Unified School District, Community Funding District, number 14, Special Tax Bonds. And what are these things? These are bonds that are tied to the property taxes of the homeowners and commercial properties in the Unified School District. The school district, Southwestern, is one of them. We did the same thing. We go to the voters and we say, hey, you know, we're your school district. We need to fix up some buildings, or we need to build some new buildings. We needed to build the stadium. And so we went to the voters and we said, will you approve this bond issue? Now, do you think the voters really understand what they're approving? Everybody wants new schools and better roads and highways and public safety equipment and maybe a bullet train. But I don't think people really understand when they're voting for these things that they're putting the state or the school district or your property taxes, the community, on the hook for paying off the bonds over 30 years, right? It's great to get the money and build the stadium, but now it's got to be paid for. And so here was the Capistrano School District, rated AA and insured. And still it was selling for a discount, $893.66. So those bonds that were paying 5%, $50 a year, $25 twice a year, were actually giving you 5.9% because you didn't have to pay $1,000 on the bond. You only had to pay $893.66. They're callable at par. That's the when they're callable at 1,000, that's 100. Remember, multiply everything by 10. That means they're callable at par. That means starting in 2015, the Capistrano California Unified School District can call them in. Say, come here, bonds, we're paying you off. But notice that they, even though they're selling at a premium, they're not paying anywhere near what these Poway bonds are paying. 8.6%. Yeah, notice that they're not rated. They didn't go to Standard & Poor's or Moody's or Fitch and say, would you rate our bonds for me? Mm-hmm. And so they're not rated, so people are much more frightened. They mature in 2036. They're priced at $648.75. So people are so frightened that the Poway School District is going to go bankrupt because people are losing their houses, foreclosing, and not paying their property taxes, that they've dumped the bonds, and hence the yield to maturity has skyrocketed. So let's see what happens. Would you buy these Poway bonds at $650? Let's see. Let's jump now to June of 2010, and we are using FINRA because Yahoo was never very good at muni bonds. And these bonds are now, you know, selling at $880, $815, $815, $832. So they're still not rated, and people are still frightened, but they are they're selling for more than $650. And notice the yield has come down. Why? Because you have to pay more to get that 5.25%. So you're actually getting 6 points. I mean, you have to pay less. I'm sorry. You have to pay more than you did a year before. You had to pay more than you did when in the depths of the Great Recession. You're paying less than $1,000, though. So even though you're getting $52.50 every year, and then they actually cut that in half and pay you that every 6 months, you're actually getting 6.6%. So that was June of 2010. Now let's jump forward to October of 2010. And we see that the bonds are coming up even a little bit more. They're inching up. A few of them have inched up, the ones that are rated, close to 1,000. So you see people are less frightened now. They're still frightened. It's still October 2010. It's still frightened. But now March of 2011, we see that prices have gone back down again in some cases. Why is that? Well, at the end of 2010, this woman, Meredith Whitney, I'm not sure I remember her name, but she's a very very famous bond analyst. She went on 60 Minutes, which of course is a very popular news magazine, and she said all these municipalities are going to go bankrupt. Thousands of them across the nation. Now, a few went bankrupt. Stockton and San Bernardino and Detroit, a few places which were really hard hit by the Great Recession, went bankrupt, and there was refinancing, and they had to work out how the bond holders were going to get paid. But it was not wholesale slaughter, like this woman said. But still, people dumped their bonds, so you could get the bonds now for less than what they were just charging a few months ago. But now if we just jump to October 2011, all is forgiven, and they're back up into the 800s. Now, sometimes you see something like this, right? This is not right, folks. That's not $215. Something's not right there. That's why this is a free service, so you can't complain, but still, you just got to be careful, because when you actually go to buy the bond, I bet you it's not going to be what FINRA tells you it's going to be. So now October 2011, when people realized that Ms. Meredith Whitney was not correct. March of 2012, and prices are now, in some cases, a little bit above 1,000, aren't they? Especially on the rated bonds. But on the non-rated bonds, well, this is a non-rated bond, and look, that's $1,007.50, $970. Remember, some people bought these at the depths of the Great Recession for $650. And so now let's move to October 2012, and looky there, almost all of them, except for the outliers, this is not real data, all of them are now selling for $1,000 or more, $1,034, $1,007, this one's still a little bit under, but again, that might be stale data, because this is more new data. So that was, October 2002. 2012. Now things sort of calmed down for a few years, and let's jump to March of 2015. And now look at the prices. In $1,100, $1,200, $1,200, $1,005. But of course, a lot of it depends on how much they're paying. These are paying 5%. These are paying 4%. So by 2015. People had realized, Poway's not going under, and sure, these are, nice returns, so we'll pay more than $1,000 for those returns. And then October 2017 is when interest rates started to tick up. So what we should see is, yes, we're starting to see the prices soften. Now, not, plummeting like they did in 2009, but again, this is bad data right there, folks. That's bad data. But these numbers, they're starting to tick downward. They're starting to, the prices are starting to soften because interest rates are going up, bond prices go down. And then April 2018, this past year, there was a little jump. And we see again the prices softening somewhat. $1,090, $1,002. And some are now selling for, but see, these are paying less. These are paying less than the others, and they're selling for less than $1,000. And now, at the end of 2018, interest rates are starting to tick up, and people are freaking out and scared to death because bonds are going to go down, and they have gone down a little bit. It's not the end of the world. And as we said in our previous presentation, maybe it is the end of the world. I don't know, the tariff wars, who knows. But Ebola, meteorite, if you're a long-term investor and you're investing in bonds, and as we said in the previous presentation, as most of us invest in bonds through bond mutual funds, rising interest rates are cool. This is great. Yeah, sure, your bond mutual fund's going to fall a little bit in the short term. But now all the new reinvestments of all the interest payments coming in and all the repayments of the principal, the maturity, the $1,000 coming back at you, are going to be reinvested at higher interest rates. So again, it's a long-term investing. Investing is long-term, in my humble opinion. Now, yes, if you're a short-term investor and you're seeing bond interest rates, you're seeing interest rates go up, and you want to dump your bonds before everybody else, oh well, but history tells us, that's, it's not the best time because bond prices have fallen. Of course, they haven't fallen that much because interest rates have not gone up that much. And there's some people saying they're going to skyrocket. And other people say, no, you don't understand. There's still a lot of slack demand out there. And with the Fed raising in short-term interest rates, they're raising short-term interest rates, that's going to even slow the economy a little bit more, so the long-term should not go up as much. But we'll see. We'll see. Okay, play with the quotes. Again, realizing that it's a lot harder to get good quotes free for bonds.